I think I played pretty well, but you know, that last play, you know, I didn't get a stop. He scored a bucket, so that's tough, you know. It's kind of killing me right now.
Either one of you guys, you know, second half didn't get off to a great start. You get down 16. Can you talk about the way you guys were able to rally and at least make it interesting down the stretch?
I mean, we just kept playing hard, you know, staying focused on what we do. Got some stops, got some runouts, got some easy layups, and just playing hard. We're a talented team, and you know, we weren't finna let them just blow us out, though.
Jabari, you guys, obviously, both of you kind of toe to toe with them, bucket for bucket down the stretch. When you had that dunk on Randall, did you feel like you guys were gonna kind of crest and take over the game at that point?
Well, I just felt like, you know, it was a momentum play, but I know they were a good team. I knew they weren't going to let that rattle them. I knew we were going to have to keep getting stops, and, you know, unfortunately, we didn't get enough of them.
What about that four-point play, too? Was that drawn up in the timeout for you to shoot it from deep there and try to...
I mean, it was drawn up for me to come off the screen. I just happened to get pushed out that far. But, yeah, Coach drew that up.
Jabari, you said that you couldn't wait to go up against a team that everyone says is the best. How tough is this to...
Every loss is tough, especially at home. But you know, we got to bounce back. We got the number 3 team coming up on Tuesday in their house, so we can't dwell on it too long.
Jordan, that late possession where you drove and just missed there. What happened there? It looked like a pretty tough shot.
Yeah, just a tough shot. Probably should have kicked it out, but you know, I was just trying to get to the rim with a. Just as fast as I could, try to get a quick bucket, but you know, they was all back. And I made a play on it.
Jabari, there was a play in the first half where you drove the baseline and went up for the shot, and there was contact with Randall, no call, play on. How much contact was there on that? Coach Hayes seemed upset.
Yeah, it was a lot of contact, but, you know, everything ain't going to get called. That's part of the game. There were times when we probably fouled them and they didn't call it. That's just how the ball rolled.
No, I don't think so. He just made some shots. He might have got a couple threes when somebody wasn't paying attention, but I feel like we got to him and got some hands in his face. But he was moving it and doing what he does best, making shots and finding the open spots.
Jordan, what do you think he's
ran with 6-7? He's just in the post scoring, he was really everywhere, all over the court, just being aggressive and attacking. We just didn't shrink on him and have enough eyes on him.
I think you guys scored 26 of the last 29 points. Did you feel like you had to take over down the stretch at times?
I'm just trying to win the game. You know, we're in position to make plays. I wasn't in my mind take over. I'm just trying to win, man. Whatever it takes to win, I'm going to try to do it. I feel like, you know, Jordan probably thinking the same thing. It was tough. J3 is such a presence on offensive glass, man. We didn't get no offensive rebounds in the first half. EJ, you know, he stretches the floor. You know, he can drive to the basket. So it was definitely tough, but, you know, it's happened before and it might happen again. So other guys just got to be ready and, you know, we got to do what we got to do while they're out.
Jordan,